Welcome to War of the Vape Podcast. I am Kyle.
I am Nick.
I'm Anthony.
What's wrong with Victor Hedman?
Apparently he banged knees with another guy.
Banged knees.
Oh, not the knee bangers.
And then when he went back to the locker room, he had to be helped. So if that's long term, then that pretty much good. There goes the The cup chances.
Oh, get out of here.
What do you mean?
Bullshit.
Oh, yeah. We're going to win a Stanley Cup without Victor Hedman. The number one defensive.
Hold on.
He got knocked like 2 minutes ago.
God damn it. Fuck.
What, you saw it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Nick, do you want to see it?
Yeah, is it bad?
It's bad.
Oh, man. Is his knee dead? His knee's dead.
God damn it.
Man, we're still a playoff, or we're still a cup contender. It's just not going to be easy. Strawman's just going to get put up to the number one line. And,
fuck. Man, why does this shit always happen to us?
I'm the only one on the show anymore. Everybody else is dead.
Well, that was Word of the Bay this week.
Yeah,
Dude, it's...
That's Kyle, I'm Nick.
I'm Anthony.
Dude, it's not good. That is not good.
Trade him. Maybe we can get Carlson from Ottawa. I bet you... Hey, bold prediction. If this is long term, I bet you we get Carlson.
I don't want you to even, try to cheer me up right now.
Wait. No, you guys are... It's just sports.
Is it?
I know. We have a podcast where we talk exclusively about sports.
Nuh-uh, we just rambled on about... You'll hear about it later, but...
Yeah. That fucking sucks.
Well, let's move on. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
So they just released...
Game before the break!
They just released the All-Star lineup. Do you want to hear?
Oh, yeah, that makes me feel better.
Do you want to hear who's not going to play in that game?
Well, okay, Anthony.
I'm sorry.
We got what, 4 months until the playoffs?
Jesus Christ.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hockey's so long.
I mean, I don't know. It, like, barring if it's some kind of a tear that requires surgery, maybe it's like a break, or I don't know.
You know,
or maybe it's just a
strain. Let's just
like
say he
could have
got a huge stinger. Like, that is a very sensitive spot.
The way that bent, man, that ain't a stinger.
I know. Well, the thing is, we don't know.
If they had just hit, bang, bang, just kneecap to kneecap, I'd feel better. But the way it bent, especially to the side like that, that's not good, man.
That's never good. But we don't know anything
yet. That's give.
But we don't. I've been trying to tell you guys we don't know shit
yet.
We don't know anything yet, okay? He's already saying we lost the whole...
By the time people... Well, by the time people are listening to this, our voices, I'm sure more information will be out. But what? It's 9 o'clock on Thursday, so we don't know anything yet. So it could be a strain. It might not be a full tear.
Torn ACL.
That's what I feel like, but you don't know. Plus, there's a lot of time for him to recover. We built up a lot of points in the first half of the season, correct?
Right. Correct.
Yes. Okay. So it's not all. It's not
no,
doing gloom yet.
Plus,
it's not.
Plus, we're still a very good team.
Plus,
without him.
We've been here before. Okay. We've had big name players be out, and we've still competed deep into the playoffs. Okay.
Yeah. Except for that one year we lost our captain and then didn't make it by one point.
It's a little easier to absorb a forward injury than it is a defensive injury, especially when your defense is kind of thin.
Right. That is tough, but. We've overcome such things in the past, and I think, as far as the three of us in this room, not anybody listening, but the three of us in this room, I think it's not time to panic yet. I mean, we don't know. We don't know anything yet. It looks bad. Yeah.
And the thing is if it's not that bad, I know you guys are fearing the worst, but if it's not that bad, great time to have it come right going into the long break.
Yeah. And it's in the first half of the
long
season.
Break,
I think
going into a break.
Yeah, man. I mean, well, this is just what happens. This is just sports. This is sports. Let's stick with the hockey thing because there's a lot to talk about with hockey, especially the Lightning have five representatives in the All-Star game this year, and John Cooper, the Victor Hedman, Steven Stamkos, Nikita Kucherov, and Andre Vasilevskiy's.
And our stadium.
Yeah.
And our fucking Gasparilla Parade.
Which I see a lot of hate about people like how many people we have in the All-Star game right now.
We're the best team in the league. Get off of it.
Yeah. Fuck off.
I'm sorry. How many points do you have? Don't care. That's what we need that voice alteration for right there.
Yeah.
Here, like, Nick. Whenever anybody else pretends to be the other fan, we should just turn it to the Weasley voice like this.
Oh, no. You're at the Satan voice right now.
Well, who's the Weasley voice then?
I don't know.
Is it Anthony? Anthony, say words.
No, it's just you.
No.
But
I don't have headphones on, so I was being made fun of.
I know. It's not time to panic, Anthony.
It's time to be sad.
Just take a breath. Take a deep breath. These sort of things happen. We've been lucky. We've been really lucky up to this point.
Have we?
Yes, we have.
This season we have.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. This season, we've been very lucky.
Was this the price I had to pay for a healthy season of Steven Stamkos?
Every team has to deal with this.
Not in this way.
Oh,
God,
right.
You lose your fourth line winger to a knee injury, you poor fucking thing. Not your number one defenseman.
He's not our number one.
This is horseshit.
He is the number one defenseman.
It's horseshit.
It happens. It happens.
The Norris Trophy leading candidate goes
down
for
fucking horseshit.
We're a deeper team, like, scoring-wise. Vasilevskiy's going to have to do a hell of a lot more now.
He got off the ice. He had to be helped. I mean, that's fine. I mean,
yeah,
Couldn't put pressure on the leg, bro.
One leg works. God gave him two.
So the All-Star game, which I kind of love that people from, like, traditional quote unquote hockey markets are so upset with as many Lightning players are
hate,
on the All Star.
They don't like that it's here. They don't like that our coach is coaching in it. They don't like us,
and they especially don't like that they can't go to the Olympics. But that's a whole nother story.
It's not our fault. Also, did you see the Canadian roster for the Olympics was released? They actually have a few names I know on there, unlike our team where it has like two guys.
Yeah. Like who? Like
Peters and goal.
Should we look that up?
Sure. Peters and goal. Wojtek Wojski is coming back. He's playing. Come on, help me. That's a fun name to say, Anthony. He's just crying.
Anthony's done.
He's just
done
crying
the
in the corner.
Yeah. This is it.
Just cut his mic. He's getting it wet. Anthony turned his mic off.
Canadian hockey roster.
Mm-hmm. For 2018. It's just all their players.
I'm typing on Nick's computer. You're using Bing? You default to Bing?
What browser are you on?
Internet
Explorer?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why, jackass. You're like using Internet Explorer?
I didn't want to use it. Well, I don't know, Chrome, it's whole thing.
No, it's...
You gotta click on different stuff. It's fucking...
You deserve to get viruses, Kyle.
2017 right. Hey, head coach John Cooper. I know that. That sounds like a familiar name.
No.
Goaltender, from the Manitoba Moose, Eric Cormier. Didn't he used to pitch for the Rays?
It's a living.
That's hilarious.
That's what I'm saying. 2017 Men's World Ice Hockey Championships. I don't fucking know, dude. I can't Google on this computer.
You can't Google on your old one.
I'm doing this podcast under protest.
I just want to let it be known that I just got like 8 text messages from people about Hedman. As if I know something.
Those are the live listeners.
Hey, dude, Hedman.
Yeah, dude, I'm a reporter.
Anthony here, reporting from the garbage can. They don't know I'm here yet.
Reporting from the bin that they hold the sticks in.
So, yeah, It's not this weekend, but next weekend. It'll be the All-Star weekend, which is like coinciding with Gasparilla, which is going to be fucking crazy.
It's going to be chaotic.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. I don't know if you guys have ever been to Gasparilla, but like I went.
It's going to be nuts.
Gasparilla sucks.
2 years ago. Oh, dude, Gasparilla's the shit. I went 2 years ago.
Everything sucks.
And
I want this city to burn.
You're not even in your own city right now.
Yeah, no. You're in safety.
This is why I work in this city.
I thought the city was burning when I came home today. Like I was
That's
coming
fog.
No, it was fog. But like I got out of my truck, I'm like, is it like is that smoke? Is that smoke?
Is your engine running hot?
No, like my laptop.
Yep, Apple crapped out on. That's why we have to use.
I'd sacrifice
a
10
computer,
of your laptops to
a
save
real
the computer.
Computer.
Engine.
We're using Nick's Windows computer this podcast. I had a lot of shit planned for this.
Kyle's
show.
Looking at it like it's an alien piece of technology.
I got to.
I know, right? Oh, look, Sergachev took Hedman's spot on the number one unit.
Great.
Oh, and his knee.
Great.
His knee just gave out. Oh.
I can't wait till the Bucks get moved.
Whoa, that one's salty.
Yeah, really. I have Nick's computer right now, and I'm using that in lieu of my own because I don't know how to work on computers.
LA needs another team, right?
You see what Jared just put on Twitter?
This is becoming the Victor Hedman Watch podcast.
It's Hedman needs to play in the All-Star game tonight. I didn't start trolling Toronto bloggers for this. He started shit talking so much.
I would say relax. Relax.
Thank you.
Relax. Okay.
I'm serious though. Watch Carlson come from
there's
Ottawa.
There's no amount of looking at
well out of it.
There's no amount of looking at Twitter that can fix this. There is no amount of
if
saltiness
anything, it's probably
that can fix any
make,
of this.
I mean, no amount of bottles you can throw at co-hosts.
Exactly. It's. Relax.
I'm just dealing with it. All right, I'll be all right. Just give me.
You don't know anything that's going on right now. All you know is that he's been injured. He's been taken to the locker room. That's it. Okay. Like, wait till tomorrow to be upset. Like, it's. You know, you've seen this kind of stuff before. And even if he's out, then he's out. Okay. It's like there's next season. It's fine. It's fine. You're 22 years old. 21 years old. You got a lot of fucking time to watch the Lightning play. You got a whole life ahead of you.
I did not think
Jesus
you were going to...
Jesus fucking Christ.
I did not think you were going to go old man Kyle.
Yes, I am. I'm 31 fucking years old. I don't give a fuck how the Bucks play
Kyle
this year.
Kyle with the Bucks, though.
Oh, dude. I could give a fuck. I could care how the Bucks play next year. You know why?
That's not true.
That's not true at all.
I'm going to have a...
That's not true. That's not, that's not true. That's the Grey Goose talking right now.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're right. You know, as a sports fan, it's absolutely not true. But in terms of my life in general...
Oh, yeah. Everything will spin. The world
exactly.
will keep on spinning.
The world
spinning.
Keeps on spinning. I have a great life. I have a loving girlfriend. I have a great dog. I can get drunk with two of my best friends here and do a show. Like that's what matters to me. And like sports, yeah, sports is sports. But you know what matters to me is like these moments here where
was
I'm with you guys. And
was
I'm
that a shorthanded goal?
No,
we're losing.
All right, I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm trying to get
now
over
fuck
it.
The ramble. We're losing hockey.
I was in a good mood. I had a good day.
It was a good ramble.
Yeah, I thought it was. I mean, I don't know. I feel like this is like an awkward show. Where are we gonna go from here? Now everybody's mad. This is like a.
This is why we should ban phones.
Because yeah,
we would have
true.
Done a normal. Oh my God, can you imagine how dumb our podcast would have been with all the Hedman talk?
Oh, God.
Imagine, Anthony. Imagine it. Us not.
I would have felt the disturbance.
Yeah.
In the force.
My life is vibrating. Hold on.
You know what the problem is
my knee's tingling. Wait a second.
You know what the problem is that I invest too much emotions in the things I can't control.
You're preaching.
That's what my
literally
problem.
The choir.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. You're talking to the guy that had an emotional breakdown over his MacBook Pro today. Okay.
Oh, I was gonna go back even further when Kyle would invite all his friends over to his house.
Oh yeah.
And we would all hang out, and then the Bucks would lose, and the night's canceled.
Yeah, Kyle's like emotionally checked out for the rest of the day after that.
Anthony's assumed the fetal position.
I still remember the 2008 playoff, or was it 2008? No, 2007 playoff game we lost to the Giants. Like Nick and my friend
Jeff
Ryan,
Garcia, the goat,
and my mom, and like everybody, we all went to Ferg's. I think my friend Jason was there. We were all there.
Oh
baby.
Yeah, we
were all laughing, having a good time. Hoot and holler. We got wings. I wasn't old enough to drink yet, so
I got cheese fries up the ass. Like there was a lot of chili cheese fries.
But we were hanging out at Ferg's, and the Giants proceeded to fucking dominate us. And I didn't talk to a single person the entire game. Not the entire game. And it wasn't.
I kept trying to.
I feel like we dominated them off the start in that game, though, didn't we?
We did. We scored a touchdown early, and
that was it.
After that point, like they just continued.
They figured out Jeff Garcia, and it was over.
And then I remember, like that was back when I was super into Madden, and I was playing Madden that night, and that was when Madden was bringing in like live updates.
Yeah.
To rosters and stuff. So like
you could see the outcome of real.
No, they had like they had the Tony Bruno show or something that like would like intercut with like what you were watching. So like, is this Manning's coming out party? The Giants defeat the Buccaneers. And I was like,
fuck you game, I can't escape it.
Off the game. Fuck everyone. I don't know, dude. I
how did we handle our problems before alcohol?
You just do. I don't.
You don't.
These things happen.
Yeah.
You know, shit. You know, it's just this is like these sort of things are why winning is so amazing. That's why it's so amazing to win, because you have such low lows and you have such high highs.
I feel a little bit like the Eagles right now.
That's why you watch sports.
Also, hey, can we get into a little football talk since playoffs are here?
Sure.
Playoffs.
Anything to distract me from my life crumbling around me.
All right. So, Jesus. So, the Philadelphia Eagles are the first ever number one seed that's an underdog in the divisional round.
Yeah, of course, because they
got no quarterback.
They're starting Nick Foles.
Because knees are a terrible design.
God damn it!
You know what? Well, speaking of which,
he's just
like,
so mad. He's still salt. Now he's salty at the knee.
With the NFL, I actually heard
ass body part.
Yeah, dumb, dude. My knees are going out super hard.
Sad.
I was squatting today before the show, and it's I'm gonna be 40 years old and have shitty knees.
No, you'll be like 40 years old and have a transplant because that's where we'll be.
I still want to lift weights though.
You can do that after.
These are dumb. I agree.
How
did you
fuck up your knees so bad?
I was fat and I played flag football, or I played tackle football.
I wouldn't even say that. It was. I think it was more just like before Kyle got into the gym, we were rather sedentary together.
I was thinking like Kyle works in an office. Like how is his knee so bad, right?
Dude, just being fat and just like
allegedly
being sedentary,
being dumb kids.
Yeah, allegedly. Yeah, we don't know. We don't know where I work.
Yeah. He actually works in the office, the NBC show.
Uh huh. Yeah, they don't film there anymore, but yeah. Nobody told him to leave.
I play Michael Scott
by myself.
I started rewatching that the other day.
What do you think?
I mean, it's still good. It still holds up. I haven't rewatched it in years, but.
Someone made a list the other day of like episodes you want to when you want to laugh, episodes when you want to cry, episodes when you want to feel nostalgic, episodes.
I'm pulling this goddamn episode out of the fucking the weeds. Okay, are you guys ready? Let's talk playoffs.
All right, cool.
Playoffs.
All right. So, well, I mean, it's hard to root for your division opponents. It's not like in college where. And I don't understand this about college either. Someone explain this to me. When your team is out, you pull for your conference opponents?
No.
No. No. You say that, but I had a room full of people tell me that, yeah, Georgia versus Alabama is amazing for the Gators.
I didn't watch Alabama and Georgia. I was just like, I knew exactly
how I was going to go.
I Googled it the next night, and I was like, yuck.
Yeah, boring-ass game in which Alabama wins in a trash flood of care.
No, of course.
Care. Stupid. Did you get an update?
No, I threw it, so I stopped looking at it.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. I didn't watch that game. Didn't watch it, and I'm glad. And I'm glad I didn't watch it because And, like, I see a lot of people sucking the dick of Alabama. But Anthony turned me around last week where he's like, they didn't even play their conference championship. They just,
no, they didn't.
They just fucking were like, yep, Alabama's in the playoffs.
Matter of fact, both the teams that played in the championship beat them. Right?
Let's talk about how Georgia is officially, like, the new state of choke jobs.
Oh, dude,
Jesus,
that was...
fuck.
That sucks.
First the Falcons, now the Dogs.
Well, the Falcons...
The Thrashers got relocated in the ultimate choke job.
Falcons might have an actual chance to...
I know nothing
about
the Hawks.
The Hawks are terrible. They never won a championship.
The Braves haven't been relevant since
the Braves
Chipper
Jones. Choked a lot. They won a championship, but they had chances to be like a dynasty, and they couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Man.
So, okay. So, let's make it simple. Let's make it simple. Playoffs. Who you got this
playoffs.
Week? Who you got this week?
I don't even know who's playing.
Okay. So
I think we can press on elimination this. This is a...
Atlanta number six.
Against Philly.
He's playing number one, Philadelphia.
Oh, Atlanta's got
Do
that.
Do you guys have any takes on, like,
Philly's
the games?
Philly's fucking starting Nick Foles.
Exactly. Exactly. They're going to... Like, Atlanta is a very...
Them.
Very low-seeded or very under-seeded number six.
Atlanta's going to get... Atlanta's going to fuck them in the ass. All
right. And then your other game is New Orleans at Minnesota.
That's interesting. I don't know. Minnesota has a great defense.
Yeah. And they're playing at home in a dome.
I feel like New Orleans is like a team of destiny this year.
Well, that's the thing. Like, Bill Burr brought this up in his podcast, but, you know, he's like, why would you build another dome in Minnesota when you can just be like the Packers and take advantage of the region that you play in and just play outside and say, fuck
you. It sucks.
I guess it does
suck. It sucks
suck.
For the fan experience. And to tell you the truth, there's nothing else to do in fucking Green Bay. That's why everybody goes to the games. In Minnesota, there's lots of other cool
like
stuff
you have
to do.
Like, you're risking, like, hypothermia to watch a football
right,
game.
Fuck
like,
all that.
It.
So, yeah, I feel like the Packers have, like, the special...
How much of an advantage really is it?
To be cold?
Yeah.
To be used to it, a big one. Because the body doesn't go into shock. It's kind of like, well, I've been here before. I've done this.
Dude, you know what? I need an episode of Chart Party for this. Like, I need John Boyes to come in and be like,
John
okay,
Boyes is amazing.
How much does the hot or the cold? Because, like, how much does the Buccaneers, like, heat factor play in? How much does the Packers cold factor play
Nick,
in?
You need to watch this series of videos. It's called Chart Party.
I do need to know this. I don't know. Does it really make a difference? That's a good question.
Because he just dives deep into stupid stats, and it's the best.
It's the best. Yeah,
that's why I watch Screen Junkies for.
But I don't know. I think Drew Brees is in a dome. I don't think it matters where the fuck he is. He's Drew fucking Brees.
Yeah, you're putting Drew Brees in a dome.
That's
probably not a good idea.
Okay, so that's not the side of the ball that I think we need to be watching. What I am pretty sure is going to be the lopsided part of this game is going to be Case Keenum against the New Orleans defense.
Yes. How does that go down? And does this happen Sunday? Are we hanging out for this?
I think so.
Fuck yeah, we are.
Say right there.
Unless
I'm still shocked that Case Keenum is the quarterback of, what, a 13-3 Vikings team or something like that?
Is he
like the Brad Johnson of the Vikings right now because their defense is so good?
We are hanging out for this. Fuck
well,
yeah.
Well, Brad Johnson was actually
two best games.
The Brad Johnson of that because he's played for the Vikings.
Oh, that's right.
yes. Okay,
yeah,
so,
he threw a pass to himself. That's right.
Saturday.
That's right. Marcus Mariota completed that feat earlier. Did you see that?
Yes.
You saw that highlight, right?
Man, Andy Reid is a choke artist.
Yeah,
okay.
He is.
Good
he
God.
He's out of Kansas City.
Okay,
so
Nick.
That's a great transition. Let's go to the AFC.
Okay, Nick. If
okay.
If me. I was on my MacBook Pro,
right.
I would have played you something this week. Because I don't know if you remember a date in March where Jonathan and yourself were sitting in a Mellow Mushroom with Michelle and I and Jennifer and Jesse.
I do remember this.
And a handshake was had over
who's going to be better.
Who would be the better quarterback? Marcus Mariota or Jameis Winston?
We're not near that year mark that we said multiple years. We said 4 years in the future.
Oh, I don't know. He 5 years. I believe 5 years was the mark.
Not there yet either.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's debatable at this point.
Yeah.
Starting to wonder why Kyle's building this.
But Marcus Mariota has won a playoff game, and you could argue, and I think it is true, that he put the team on his back in that game.
I would argue that Jameis Winston was more present for his team's games because Mariota's an injury kid.
What the fuck does that mean?
More present? active. You can't be good if you're not on the field.
Mariota wasn't there? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. As in he got hurt, not playing.
He did get hurt, but
he was still there.
I'm saying.
Yeah, he was present at the
He's
game.
He's gotten hurt every year. Every season. Three seasons in a row.
Mariota,
You cannot be the better quarterback on the sideline on IR.
All right, Jonathan. I know Jonathan's listening to this. So, Jonathan, next show, we got to get you on, and we got to do this in person. We got old school Word of the Bay this.
It's a lot closer than I'm more comfortable
with. Yeah, we got to talk.
But I feel like a argument could be made for both cases.
And the fun thing is I've been combing through the archives because I was trying to put this thing together of, like, mm-hmm. I was going to play a clip for you. Before the show even started, I was going to play a clip for you, and, like, it's going to be a big surprise. I've been combing through the archives, and I miss the dynamics. So, like, I think, like, we got to get, like, Jonathan for the four of us to be in together maybe next week and, like, have
you, know, if we
you
have
two debate
this
who
actual,
is the better quarterback now.
Well, I mean, who's a better person? Jonathan wins that argument. Mariota is a much better person than Jameis Winston. But
who's the better quarterback, Nick? Who is the better quarterback? Search your feelings. Okay. You know this to be true.
Okay, this got weird. Thank you.
No, but that is...
All right. AFC, because speaking of Marcus Mariota...
Holy shit, if he beats the Patriots...
If we're
back here next week and he beats the Patriots...
It's not going to happen.
And Jonathan is on the show...
I am going to have a harder argument.
Yeah. It's going to be tough. That's going to be a tough one.
If they beat the Patriots, I might come back here and just be like, you know what? You're right.
Oh,
all right.
Jesus.
So, yeah, I've got the Patriots in that one.
I got the Pats all day.
Pats. I mean, they just know how to find out what you're bad at and magnify it.
Oh, yeah. I feel like the Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Wow.
I don't want them to.
That's a fucking limb and a half that you just went out on.
Really? I mean, come on. Who's... Look
Pittsburgh.
At the competition right
Pittsburgh.
Now.
Pittsburgh.
No, dude, Pittsburgh can't get past New England. That's the whole fucking thing.
Exactly. That's Pittsburgh. The thing. And who beats New England? Do the Saints or the Saints?
Jacksonville.
Do the Saints or Falcons beat?
Fuck out of here.
Jacksonville's a number three. That was the most boring playoff game
I've
ever seen.
That was the worst playoff game I've ever watched in my goddamn life.
That was so bad. So
that's going to be on a John Boy's part charity episode.
They did not make it
part charity.
Past the 50 until the second quarter. Neither team made it past the
part
50.
Charity. I just realized what
Come
I
on.
Said.
Part charity?
Part charity.
Sound clip.
Party.
Okay, hold on. As I pour myself a little bit more Gregus.
Did we ever come to a consensus on the Falcons and Eagles?
Yeah, the Falcons are going to destroy them.
Yeah, Falcons over Eagles.
They don't have Carson Wentz.
I think
therefore,
Eagles
they're
have
dead.
A shot. I think. I
are you play? Are you picking that?
I just want to believe.
So
riding Nick shot. Foles right now.
Please, nobody from the NFC South. I just want to be one of the two.
So is there a possibility for a Saints and Falcons NFC Championship?
Yes.
Yes.
God, if they both win,
in the goddamn head.
If they both win, it'll be in.
Kyle's hoping for a plane crash at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, the Saints and the Falcons planes crash into each other on the way to the NFC Championship. Patriots.
Then by default, it's the Rams versus...
The Rams.
Bucks,
fuck you, Rams.
The Bucks hire the corpse
out.
Of Dan Quinn to be the defensive coordinator next year.
Might work. Arise, chicken!
Arise, Falcon!
Arise, chicken!
I fucking love that show so much.
Arise, Falcon!
Arise, Falcon! Arise! Wait for Fog Machine. come over here, better reception. Arise, chicken! Jags and Steelers. Steelers are gonna
trounce
it's gonna be a,
it's
gonna
be
a joke.
Go Jags.
So do you remember how Jacksonville played last week? They're gonna do that again.
Is that in Pittsburgh?
But Pittsburgh's not good.
I'm assuming that's in Pittsburgh.
It's in Pittsburgh.
Right?
It's 3-2. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's gonna be a joke.
Well, Jacksonville's got a strong defense.
Yeah,
so,
no, like, they're not gonna be able to pass that.
They have a strong
onslaught.
Defense and Blake Bortles.
That's their
so.
Standing.
Yeah, so that's the best. Yeah, exactly. So did you hear somebody ask the other day, they're like, hey Blake, what do you think about when people say you suck? And he goes, Well, people
Arise
say
Arise Chicken.
Arise Chicken.
He says some people say LeBron James sucks, so I don't think I ever have a chance to not suck. And it's like, dude, no, you're not. You're a playoff team for once in your career. In spite of you, you do not get to compare yourself to certain people.
Speaking of LeBron, did you hear about the Cleveland losers parade that they have?
They raise money though.
A Cleveland soup kitchen, right?
Yeah.
All the Browns players are like super pissed off about it. But
yeah, who gives a fuck? You went 0-16.
Whatever,
bro.
They won't be here next year.
Yeah.
I meant the players. They get traded.
Cleveland fans will definitely be there.
If you're waiting to outlast them, you picked the wrong franchise.
Did you see the billboard that UCF put up in Tuscaloosa?
No.
They literally put up a billboard like, come play the national champions, Alabama, or something like that.
That would be okay. Awesome.
They put that up in like on the campus of Alabama.
Okay, Anthony, I from last week, I have to agree with you, man. I think this UCF thing has merit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh? Like, as
they
far
didn't
as,
get their shot.
They didn't get their shot at the. Like,
oh no, I completely agree. Of course, they didn't get their shot.
If you look at that game with them versus Auburn, like Auburn looks like the more powerful team. Like they fucking
they
like
beat
three
them.
Times the size of them. Man.
So they beat Auburn.
Auburn who beat Georgia and Alabama this
year.
Yep. Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you beat the team who beat the national championship game
and the runner up, champion and the runner up to the national champion.
You know the.
You know what the problem is? They never got higher.
A lot of
they
things.
Never got higher than like 14th in the rankings.
No, I think they peaked at 12.
How's it even
and
possible?
That's as well, strength schedule.
You know the other thing
that's
too.
That's not a fucking thing.
The other
they're playing their competition.
But it's but
and they're dominating them.
I hate to disagree.
You can't
with
hold
you,
their
gotta,
conference schedule against them.
You can in college. They do.
No, they can't. You can't do that because if they had the opportunity to move up, they would. But they'll never get that fucking opportunity, no matter how well they build their program.
I mean, I agree with you in a sense that they got gypped and they're not going to be given an actual chance. But to say that the people that decide the bowl games, and they care.
Okay,
of course they do.
If it was a 16 playoff.
Or an 8. Go 8.
Or 8.
18 playoff.
Yeah. And then what?
I think the secret is 6, if I'm being honest, because reward and 2 bye weeks.
You have that, you have that bye week where people are taking exams and everything, but like they're not taking exams; they're fucking football players.
They're playing, they're practicing whatever defense for both.
So you have that, and then you have the week before that, which is what usually the conference championships or something. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't
the
know
problem
how you
with that though is even if you go 8. UCF never got up to number 8 in the college football playoff rankings.
Anthony,
because committee was like, "Oh fuck that! 10-2, Oklahoma State or whatever."
Oklahoma, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, you can do it the way you did now, but I mean, maybe you just add the national championship game on the end of it, and like, okay, if you can do the national championship game at the end of it,
talk about a gauntlet, jeez. All right, you're gonna play the whatever bowl.
If UCF, let's say Alabama's number 1, UCF's number 8. If they play each other and UCF gets pasted, fine. But at least you gave them a fucking shot.
Yeah, but the thing is,
you didn't even give them a shot.
Yeah, that
works for 1 year though, because then that discredits the chance and the ability to make that game happen ever again.
No, but it's
because
you expand 8, and you have a 13-0 group of 5 team.
Yeah,
like UCF or USF or Houston or whatever.
Oh, I thought
you let them in every fucking year.
I thought you meant a one-time game.
No,
yes,
no,
if it's
no,
8
no.
versus
I'm
1
in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
You give them a shot.
If they get beat, then yeah.
If they beat Alabama, it's the fucking story of the year.
Right.
The number 8 underdog beat the number 1 juggernaut, and then maybe they go on to the final. Maybe they win it, maybe they don't. But the fact that you won't even give them a fucking chance when they did everything that you put in front of them and they earned it, it's bullshit, man.
But I am the head of the SEC, and I have determined that this is...
Arise, chicken!
This is how... Arise, chicken! This is how it must be.
Every time he reaches for that fucking knob...
I know, it's just like, what is he doing?
Oh, yeah, be prepared. I'm doing this all game. Yeah. Look, I can do it to any of you.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
thanks.
Nick?
Awesome.
Yeah, Nick?
Appreciate that.
Yep. Anthony? Anthony?
Don't say anything. Make him mad.
Fine, I'll do it. Arise, chicken. All right, you guys want to play a game?
Sure.
Yes.
You want to play a game?
Yes.
Okay.
Do we have time this week?
We do have time. We do have plenty of time. I think. Are we out of topics to talk about?
I mean, my knee-jerk reaction is yes.
Yeah, we're done.
We're done. I mean, let's move past.
Don't look at your phone.
The front of the show. Yeah, I'm not gonna look at my phone.
Nobody look at their phone.
No. We're all being positive. We're the positive.
Positive
vibes.
Energy.
Yeah. In fact.
Can I hang myself here?
You can hang yourself.
Thank you, Kyle.
Also, but, he's not returning tonight.
Do you guys
want to... That was the official words. He's not returning tonight's lineup.
Do you guys feel like we should get some music here?
Yes. I should. Wisconsin!
Let's get some music. Okay. So we're gonna stick with the playoffs.
Wow.
The playoff sort of
vibe
okay. that we've got going on. Works. And I'm going
playoffs.
We're gonna play.
I just hope we can win a game.
Talking about practice.
We're gonna do
Part of the Bay, king of early 2000s radio
right?
drops.
Well, that's where we hung. Yeah. That's where we were fun and young.
Yeah.
Fun and young. You're right. Yeah.
I didn't care
we're
about.
Just harking back to our fun.
I
days.
Didn't care about my stupid sports.
What was Dennis Green's thing where he was like,
I don't know, getting fired.
Yeah, we thought they were.
Let them off the hook.
We let them off the hook.
You want to crown them, then crown their asses.
All right, we're doing the top 25.
Arise, chickens.
Most clutch quarterbacks in the NFL.
Oh, Jesus.
So I have a list. Oh. And if for those that do not know how this works, in the first round,
That's not a measurable stat, but this should be interesting.
These two gentlemen will give me a quarterback and a ranking. And based on where they
No,
said,
you give me a ranking and then you give a quarterback or a number.
You guys, in the first round, you guys will give me a quarterback and a ranking.
Got it.
Okay.
Based on where you thought they were ranked, you'll be deducted points from where they were
usual,
actually
the
ranked.
Usual style we do. We haven't played a game in a while, though.
In the second round, I will give you a name, and you will have to guess where they are ranked.
Okay.
Got so it. What? Do you want to do three and
this
three?
This is NFL history, correct?
Do you want to do 3-3, 4-4? How do you want to do
four
it? First
four.
Round? 4-4 for the first round? Okay. Okay. And then
that
I
way
will,
it gives us a tiebreaker for somehow we've managed to tie it.
I will need help with this math. I am not
that's
great
fine.
At math.
That's
I
fine.
I will need help. Let me see if I I'll
that's,
get a,
no, that's fine. I sleep
yeah,
with
give
an
me
accountant.
A, give me a pen and
we'll
paper
good.
Or something.
Anthony, are you volunteering for this?
Yeah, okay. I'll take care of it. You know all right. The journalism major.
Okay.
But this is
it. Okay. the down, apparently. Is
what the fuck?
Easter upside.
Enter upside.
Enter upside. Enter upside down. That's what it is. For the Halloween party. Okay, here is a blank envelope. Here is a marker. Let us begin this game.
Do you have, like, what does this look like? A fucking doctor's office?
What am I, a fucking...
No, I got.
Okay. Who would like to start?
Not me.
Anthony.
Yes, Kyle.
Top 25 most clutch quarterbacks in the NFL.
So I'm giving a name, right, and then a number.
You give me a name and a number, I will tell you where that name actually is.
Tom Brady, number 2.
Anthony, you get 1 point. Tom Brady is number 1.
Ooh. Oh. So I get 1 point.
And I was almost going to give that to you guys because I thought like that would be.
Well,
yeah. We're going for low hanging fruit.
There's no years on this, by the way, right?
There's no years. No, okay. it's too current.
Joe Montana, number 2.
Nick, you get 1 point. Joe Montana is number 3.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm building the list in my head.
Actually, this list is actually like a little controversial. So okay.
This might piss me off.
Yeah. Second round. Okay.
Okay. Eli Manning, number 8.
You get 3 points. Eli Manning is number 5.
Ooh, okay. Nick,
Kurt Warner, number 4.
Oof.
Oh, I had to do lots of math. Nick. Damn it.
Dude, he was clutch.
You get 25 points.
He's not on the list?
He's not on the list. He's not on the list. Wait, hold on. Let me.
He was clutch.
All right. Wait, no, because he's automatically out of it. No, you get a brie.
You really? Get you
one mulligan.
We'll deduct you, fine. Well, okay.
All right, mulligan.
He's your competition. If he's giving you mulligan,
cool. Then, thanks. Okay.
This list is already bullshit. More three answers.
Wait, yeah, I've already kind of pissed off.
Does he get to guess again? That's what it is.
Yeah. Do you want me to guess again or?
Oh
just
no, four? I just don't want to give him 25.
Okay, yeah. Fine. Then you've forfeited your guess in lieu. Okay, oh, there you go.
Well, wait, that's ahead.
That's helpful. I have zero points. Yeah. Yes.
We'll give him like 10. How about that?
I bet five. Sure.
Whatever.
I'll give him 10.
Okay. Anthony.
He's already bullshit.
Anthony's the competition. Okay. Anthony.
And scorekeeper. So, like.
Now I really have to think.
Right.
Because I know a lot of good quarterbacks, but they all did.
Okay. Oh! There's not a lot of quarterbacks that you've never heard of on this list.
Okay.
Okay. I'll give you that. You think of the greats.
All right. Peyton Manning, number 18.
Yes, he was number 18, but what is he on this list?
Oh, shit. Okay, hold on. We need to back this up.
Because I had to do something.
You said Eli Manning, right? Who said Eli Manning?
I did.
You said Eli Manning what?
He said number
8. He was number 5.
Eli Manning is number 10.
So you get 2 points.
How did you fuck that up?
I fucked it up because there's 2 Mannings. Yeah. Peyton Manning is number 5.
What?
Yes.
So you get 13 points.
Yeah, somehow, Peyton Manning is ahead of Eli, having won 1 Super Bowl.
Two.
But went there with a noodle arm.
Yeah.
What the
fuck?
This is all time, right?
What? Yeah, this is all time. We're in round number 3 right now. 3.
Terry Bradshaw, number 2.
Oh, Nick. Come on.
He went 4 Super Bowls.
25 this time.
He won 4 Super Bowls.
I mean, he never did anything clutch, apparently. So
he's not on the list?
I'm boycotting this list.
He's not on the list.
I'm boycotting this list. If Terry Bradshaw, who won 4 fucking Super Bowls, isn't on the Mr. Clutch list. Where'd you find this list? The fucking toilet? Like, Jonathan?
I love this. Yeah, see, this is the best. This is why you
fuck
do
this
it.
This bullshit.
All right, we're in round 4.
Go ahead.
Round 4,
Pennington,
right?
Number 19.
Number 4? Round 4?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Assholes. Victor Hedman's knee, number 12.
Fuck you. You get 45 points.
Yeah, Anthony's going to be less.
Matt Ryan. No, fuck that. He just choked a Super Bowl. I take that back.
Super clutch.
God, I can't think of anybody now. Ben Roethlisberger. Number 6.
You get what? He's number 13.
7.
So you get 7 points.
Aaron Rodgers, number 2.
Aaron Rodgers, number 2?
Yeah.
You get 25 points.
He's not on the list?
He is not on the list.
Cool. I'm just gonna keep trying to do this now. So, all right. So Jonathan, if you're listening
to
this point.
So now you start throwing names out.
So Terry Bradshaw and Aaron Rodgers aren't on the list of most clutch quarterbacks of all time.
Do you really want to piss Jonathan off? Are we in the
Is Bart Starr not on this either?
No, wait. Just
are we in the fifth round?
Yeah.
Fifth round?
Yeah.
You really want to piss Jonathan off?
Oh, Brett Favre.
Anthony, tell me where Russell Wilson ranks on this list.
Oh, I can hear Jonathan screaming from his house in the future.
7.
You get 7 points. He's number 14.
Okay. Well, they didn't go too outrageous.
Nick.
Yeah. He's not on the list.
Tell me where Dan Marino.
What?
Ranks on this list. Never won a Super Bowl. Dan Marino.
Dan Marino's on the 25 clutch players list.
Over.
And Aaron Rodgers and Terry Bradshaw are not.
And someone else that you named.
And I'm Nick. 19.
You get 10 points. He's number 9.
What? He never won a Super Bowl. Nope. Is Philip Rivers on this list?
Ryan Leaf, number 24.
Ooh, you guys want to really piss off Jonathan?
Oh God, please give it to one of us.
Do you
want to
really piss him off? This is Jonathan's podcast, but you know, I'm gonna text him and tell him to listen this week. But tell me where Matt Stafford.
Oh, see, now Anthony's even more. See, this is how absurd this list is. Dude, you found this list in the
Twitter. Fucking 17.
Matthew 17. Matthew Stafford.
If he's in the top 10, I'm going to fucking kill you.
No, he is number 24.
Okay.
7 points.
Okay, Nick.
Yeah?
I'm going to give you a good one.
Please.
What are we at? No, round. This is round
8. Is it 7 or 8?
Of the second round, this is round 2, I believe, right? Or 3?
3. So we're on round 7.
Nick.
Well?
John Elway.
I'm going to go number 6.
You get 4 points. He is number 2 on the list.
Wow. Man.
Yeah.
This is a dumb list. Is this list? Wait a second. How old is this list?
It's fairly new. I believe it's courtesy of ranker.com. So this is like where fans rank the top clutch quarterbacks.
Their traffic on their websites are full of retards.
Yeah. Our words. Anthony. I got a good one for you. Buccaneers great. Buccaneers great.
Excuse me?
Oh, wait.
Mr.
Vinny.
No. Doug Williams.
What? 21.
You get what? He's Matt. Number 15. You get 7 points?
Six.
He's what?
Number 15.
He won like one Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
For the Redskins.
Yep.
Or, I mean, with the...
Clutch!
Captain Clutch!
Mr. Clutch! Okay.
This segment really is... This will piss you off.
Nick, I got a really good one for you here.
Go right ahead,
and this could fuck you over, but...
I mean, I'm already fucked, but go right ahead.
The quarterback of the 90s, save for Joe Montana.
Steve Young?
No, Mr. Jim Kelly.
Oh, super clutch! Went to 4 straight Super Bowls. Just
4 straight, baby.
9.
You get 10 points. He's 19.
Idiot.
Where's David Garrard on this list?
Yeah.
Byron Leftwich. Is he on this list?
I was about to say Brad Gronkowski.
Okay, last round, right? Is this the last round?
Yep.
Okay, Anthony. Joe Flacco.
Oh, fuck you guys.
I didn't want to answer that question.
This
22.
Kyle, did you make a website?
You get 1 point. Joe Flacco is number 21.
Kyle, did you just make a website to compile a list of random quarterbacks?
Okay. All right, Nick.
Uh-huh.
Brett Favre.
He was pretty close.
12.
You get 6 points. He's number 6. Right? Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, Anthony. Anthony's keeping score.
Put Anthony by a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say Anthony.
Kyle,
can
you go
ahead and
compile
points
23?
Okay. We have... Arise, chicken. Anthony has 3, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21,
that really
20,
cool
23,
from the
90s. 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30.
I've got a penis on my side.
I'm going to say Anthony wins this game.
Thank
Thanks, Kyle.
Anthony wins.
Brilliant deduction.
Arise, chicken.
All right, so can we, now that we're not on the game anymore, how can Aaron Rodgers and Terry Bradshaw not make the list of top 25?
You guys want the list?
Yeah, I want to hear other stupid names that made this list.
I run it from 25 to 1.
According to Ranker.com, your top 25 clutch quarterbacks are Tom Brady, John Elway, Joe Montana, Johnny Unitas, Peyton Manning, Brett Favre, Roger Staubach, Ken Stabler, Dan Marino, Eli Manning, Bobby Lane Lions.
This website,
they made that up.
This fucking website advertises in like men's health, and the only people that ever like took the survey only know who Johnny Unitas fucking is.
Joe Namath, Ben Roethlisberger, Russell Wilson, Doug Williams, Norm Van Brocklin.
Yep. Who?
Bernie Kosar, Earl Morin's Colt.
Who?
Morin's. He played for the Colts. Jim Kelly, Warren Moon, Joe Flacco, George Blanda, Jake DeLome!
Whoa.
Jake the Snake?
Over Aaron Rodgers.
Wait, Jake Plummer Jake was Jake DeLome. The Snake.
Matthew Stafford and Jeff Holster. That
Jake
is
DeLome.
Your top 25 clutch quarterbacks of all time.
Ranker?
Jake fucking
Ranker,
DeLome.
This is when you fold up shop.
Is that website still around?
You find another career because you
failed. Is that a
failed.
Troll article? Is that an Onion article?
You have failed. Yeah, was that the Onion?
No, that was legit.
Oh
or no, it might have been. Maybe it might have been a Bleacher Report. I don't know.
You said Ranker.
I thought it was Ranker. I don't know, but I found a list. It was either Bleacher Report. I don't know.
He took a picture of somebody's personal list in the bathroom stall.
That's Arise, chicken.
Arise, chicken. Anything else, guys? Anything else this week?
No. Be safe, everybody.
Be safe.
Yes, please watch your knees.
Protect
out there
your
in
knees.
This horrible world.
Don't fuck up your computer fan. Okay, look, if you watch the YouTube video that says that you can easily take the component off of your MacBook Pro.
That is false.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
It is not true.
You take it to the Apple store.
Take it to the Apple store. It'll save you $150.
A lot of frustration. Now he has to edit on a fucking computer.
On a fucking Windows computer. Do you need this?
Is that
what
that's called? Windows computer?
Yeah, Windows computer.
I didn't think about that. Kyle's going to have to edit it right now.
Yeah. Do you need this computer for anything?
No, just bring it back to me when you come watch football on Sunday.
Okay. All right. I'll bring it back to you Sunday.
Change the background to something horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's on default for Acer.
Yeah, I remember, like, my brother, we shared a computer once, and, like, I came home from school one day, and it was, like, some terrible porn background, like a vagina, like straight, like going, oh,
like you couldn't do anything.
Yeah, I was like, oh Jesus, why? Why?
That's what older brothers are for.
Arise, chicken.
Why did I just imagine a vagina going, arise, chicken, arise,
arise, chicken?
I've got nothing. Any more predictions?
Me, intern. I predict that the Minnesota Vikings will defeat. Whomever they're playing. I don't know. What is it?
The Saints.
Saints, yeah, Saints.
We just went over that.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Well,
my bold prediction is Nick Foles throws 4-3 touchdowns and no picks.
4-3 touchdowns.
43 touchdowns.
And no picks. He goes all Madden on him.
He automatically makes that list if he does that.
I like it.
Surprised he wasn't on it already.
Yeah,
my bold prediction is the chicken will rise.
Oh, rise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shit, I know our episode title. So,
Arise Chicken or
Arise Chicken.
All right. That was War of the Bay. I am Kyle.
I'm Nick.
I'm Anthony.
We'll see you guys next week.
Maybe.
I'm a knee.
Arise. Check, check, check.
When it got to it, we just started recording out in the living room. Mic check. 1, 2, 2, 2, 3, 3. I'm high. I am high.
Yeah, maybe I should turn everybody down to like mid.
Mic check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, I think I like that.
7, 8.
Kind of bring everybody back up at the top.
9, 10.
I don't know how this is going to work. Okay, well, we'll see.
Welcome to Word of the Bay. Nothing's changed.
My computer, it'll be, I know. It'll be back in commission next week.
Hey, guys,
week,
guess what? This is touch and go, like always.
You have to order a new motherboard?
Well, the good news is, like, the motherboard for, like, because my Mac is so old, the motherboard is pretty cheap, actually.
Oh, okay.
Like $150 at the
most. Does that taste any different than the regular Grey Goose? It's a special whatever.
I don't know. I just feel like I'm mixing Tito's in with it.
Okay. You guys want to... Do we have anything to talk about? Like, nerdy things? Or, you know, any...
I was thinking we could do the DreamWorks films.
I was rewatching the Avengers yesterday, and it still, for the most part, holds up, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the first one, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially the last third.
I was about to say, I always enjoy the last half to last thirds of the Marvel movies.
Well, I mean, just the way they talk and the way...
I enjoy the first half of DC movies.
I'm not sure if I don't know how to edit on this thing.
Let's do the DreamWorks movies, Kyle.
What are the DreamWorks movies?
Like Shrek,
Ratatouille.
Ratatouille's Pixar. Shark Tale. I don't know how many of those you've seen. There's a lot of DreamWorks movies now.
I was about to say, let's go through it. That'd be a cool adventure.
The DreamWorks animation movies?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm giving you an example of what I'm not going to be doing.
I was going to say, Nick, if you're going to chew, just
do this.
I don't mind you eating. I think you, at this point, after 4 years, I think you know Mike etiquette, so...
What's his etiquette?
Fuck you, Nick. See, of course, as with everything, Nick does inverted, so I have to do this to scroll down.
Wow, there's a lot of them. Holy shit.
They're all terrible, too.
Yeah.
Prince of Egypt.
Oh,
Road to
Eld.
Yeah.
What? That movie was fine.
What?
That movie was dark.
It's about dark things.
Yeah, exactly.
Can we do this? Quick, I haven't seen a lot of these.
Yeah, then don't. If you haven't seen a lot, then don't.
No, I've seen that.
All right. If you haven't seen it, just say pass.
Pass.
All right. Step one. Ants.
Loved it.
Was that the Woody Allen thing?
Yeah, loved it.
Yeah, that was the one that came at the same time as Bug's Life.
Stupid.
That was DreamWorks?
Yeah.
No shit. I didn't know they did that.
Their first animated movie.
It's like a one for me.
Because people, I think it was guys that
really
that split off.
Sylvester Stallone was in that movie.
That movie sucks.
It was Woody Allen, and yeah, so yeah.
I got a 4.
Prince of Egypt, wasn't that like
I'll give it
that movie was shown in every Catholic high school.
I was gonna say
in elementary school.
Isn't that like a low key like Christian movie?
Even a low key one.
It's not low key at all. Like
yeah, it's like
God literally has like the deep voice, and he talks to who is it? Joseph?
The omnipotent.
Who leads the Jews?
Joseph of Arimathea. Yeah. Thea, whatever it is.
who leads the Jews out of Egypt? Is it?
Dude,
I'm not.
Just married
your son is half Jewish. Okay, come on.
No, he's all Jewish.
Is he?
You said you can't be half Jewish.
Did he celebrate Christmas, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's half Jewish. Road to El Dorado.
Oh, that movie's great.
That movie was actually pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, perhaps I should see that.
That movie's funny. It's on Netflix. It's hilarious.
Yeah, very funny.
Yeah.
Chicken Run.
Good.
Awful.
I like Chicken Run.
Terrible.
That's
movie.
With the
that's like a half
George
star.
Clooney, right?
Yeah.
It's a
yeah.
half star with me. Half star.
No, Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
Yeah, he plays the rooster.
Thing. You're thinking of Fantastic.
Give or take.
You're thinking of Fantastic Fox.
Yeah, you're right.
It's the same animation style as Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shitty.
And then you got the first Shrek. Somebody was
so the first Shrek's fine. There's nothing wrong with the first Shrek.
Yeah. 3.5. Oh wait, we're not.
I'm not rating
stars.
It. We're just going through them.
Fine.
Yeah. It was Yeah, I have fond memories of Shrek. I watched it in high school. Like,
I really wish I could have seen it through.
Ain't
Chris
the sharpest tool in the shed.
Had some great references. Like they ripped off the Matrix.
They were topical. They were topical.
Yeah.
Did you know that Chris Farley was supposed to be the original Shrek?
Yeah.
Did you hear? It, like he had like 60% of his lines recorded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that was just like the like Back to the Future. Like it wasn't originally supposed to be Michael J. Fox. It was supposed to be some other guy. Some jabroni.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Spirit, Stallion of Cimarron.
No fucking idea. I'll let that movie.
But I will give that movie credit because I believe that was like one of the last traditionally animated movies to come out. Like there was like Princess and the Frog, and then it was like that Spirit. Wouldn't you guys love to see a traditionally animated movie? No.
Yeah, I mean, I think Disney could still do it. I just don't think they will.
Yeah. God, why are we doing this? Why don't we do like the Batman? Like, what's the best Batman?
Ooh.
I don't know, because
DreamWorks didn't make it.
Yeah.
Well, fuck DreamWorks.
Keep going, Kyle. We'll get through this.
God, Shrek 2.
Bad.
I don't even remember what it was.
That was when they go to.
Is that with Justin Farquaad? Timberlake?
Is that Farquaad?
No, Farquaad's the first one. That's when they go to Never Never Land or whatever.
Oh, horseshit. Okay. Yeah. Shark Tale, I didn't see it.
Terrible. Will Smith is a fish.
It had one or two funny jokes, but it was a bad
Will
movie.
Smith is a fish and a shark that wants to be a dolphin.
With Jack Black.
With Jack Black.
Yeah.
And who's the lady?
Angelina Jolie.
Was it Angelina? Oh, yeah. That's right. She was.
2005.
I remember
yeah,
they were probably. On a. They're advertising on a banana boat. Do you remember? They had a. There's a press release where they were like doing a promo for this movie on a beach, and they came in with being towed on it by a jet ski on
dumb.
A banana boat. It was all three of them. It's like, wow, that's a lawsuit if someone gets hurt.
All right, how about Wallace and Gromit? Oh, no, wait. I totally skipped one of the best ones, Madagascar. Yeah, I like Madagascar.
I love Madagascar.
Madagascar's cool.
Give it like, yeah. I don't know if I had
to
grade it.
I was a fan of that movie.
Give it 4 stars.
We're not rating. Kyle.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. It's a great movie.
No.
David Schwimmer, Chris Rock, Ben Stiller, and
Jada Pinkett
Smith.
Is that Jada or Jada?
Jada. I think it's Jada.
I was a big fan of the giraffe.
Wallace and Gromit. I love
Yeah, those movies are charming.
I guess they're charming, but I resist.
Lee Terrible.
Over the Hedge, isn't that with Bruce Willis?
Yeah, that's that weird ass where the squirrel, where they have like the squirrel that gets like hyped up on Red Bull and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right.
It's very DreamWorks.
All right, DreamWorks. That was a swing and a miss.
Flushed Away with like Jude Law.
That was another Wallace and Gromit style animation, I think.
He was like a mouse. Jude Law's a mouse.
Jude Law
so
mouse.
Weird.
Shrek the Third with Justin Timberlake.
Terrible.
That's the Justin Timberlake one,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Even were wait, who was he?
He was the King Arthur.
Justin Timberlake was King Arthur?
Yeah, but he's like a nerd at the fantasy high school.
I have not.
These movies jump the shark so many times.
Yeah, these movies are awful, yeah. Dude. B-movie. I like B-movie.
Nah.
Give it like a
people you like B-movie?
Yeah, you didn't like it?
No.
What,
no.
Really?
It was awful.
It was terrible.
It was cute. It was
nope.
Cute.
Nope.
Yeah,
a girl falls in love with a bee?
Yeah, I mean, that was weird.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like the rest of the world also kind of had animals that talked a little bit so that, you know, there could have been a gorilla couple or something. Nope. Just that one.
Okay, hold on. Here's the thing. Yeah, okay. This is it. I get your guys' complaints, and I think I have the same thing. Like, I like the first half of that movie where, like, it's like him going through bee life and, like, doing bee things with bee life.
Right. And that's like ants, but better.
Yeah, that was cute. And then, like, he felt like if the story would have been him falling in love with another bee somehow, like, that would have been a better story instead of, like, falling in love with a human. Like, that's dumb.
I think that movie got such hype because I think it was Jerry Seinfeld's first big project after Seinfeld.
Yeah. Well, now it's like it's totally memeified.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's shitposting everywhere. Yeah. Yeah.
You like jazz?
Yeah.
It's only internet famous.
Yeah. I think, like, I love the first half. I think it just completely falls off after the second half.
Keep going, senor.
Kung Fu Panda. Liked it.
I loved it.
Yeah. Kung Fu Panda was great.
Yeah. It's a good movie. Madagascar 2. Didn't see it.
Neither did I. I didn't want to ruin whatever the first Goodwill first one
I think
one
I saw it. It was okay.
Okay. Monsters versus Aliens.
Honestly, the background characters in that movie were better than the main.
Yeah, Stephen Colbert as the president was great.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome.
He just comes out a tank, like, and shoot it.
This is a great one. In my opinion, How to Train Your Dragon. I love that movie.
Oh, awesome. That movie's great. That's a great movie. That movie's one of the best movies to watch.
Actually cry.
In 4K, that movie's gorgeous.
Very pretty. Yeah. Yes.
And the dragon that acts like a cat, it's like a little kitty. You're like, oh my God, this is cute.
Toothless?
Yeah, toothless.
Shrek Forever At. I don't know.
Skip.
Megamind, didn't see it.
Megamind's great.
Megamind.
Really?
It's Will Ferrell and Brad Pitt.
Maybe I'll need to check it out.
I wouldn't say it's great. It's good.
It's a good twist on the whole superhero thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of, I don't want to ruin it, but.
Yeah.
How early in the movie it's just like, and left turn.
Yeah.
I saw it was a thing on our crazy ideas where somebody said, okay, air a show on Netflix, do a show on Netflix where there's two separate seasons of that you release at the same time. One is from each of, one is this protagonist's view. Ooh. And he is the hero, and the other protagonist is the villain. One is from the other protagonist's view. He's the hero, and the other is the villain. Kind of like, I'm explaining it shittily, but.
I get what you're going.
You know, two people.
Like two.
You know, and
it's two brothers.
Right.
Two brothers in a van.
Old ladies show up. where am I at? Kung Fu Panda 2.
I still thought that was good.
I saw parts of it.
I like.
Fine.
And I didn't hate it.
I didn't hate it until later in the list.
This is my problem with DreamWorks especially, is once they get a hit, fucking sequels.
Run it to the ground.
Yeah, that's what they did with Shrek. That's what they did with Kung Fu Panda.
Well, speaking of Shrek.
Hey, guys, we're relevant. Look.
Yeah.
Puss in Boots, which I didn't see.
Nobody did.
Yeah.
Nope.
Antonio Banderas, the cat.
And then speaking of running shit into the ground, Madagascar 3.
Escaped, whatever.
Yeah.
No.
Didn't watch it.
Nope.
Did we even go over Madagascar 2?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
that's how
unremarkable
it was.
Rise of the Guardians, which was like the owl movie, right?
I loved that.
It looked beautiful, but it wasn't very good.
It looked
good.
Cool, yeah.
Jack Frost. I liked that movie. I thought that was actually, you're right, very pretty.
Yeah.
The Croods, which looked like a failed Fox show.
It did.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
The Croods were, they're like cavemen, right?
Oh,
yeah, this is like we're in the weeds at this point. This is nobody's gonna know any of these movies. Like these are all terrible movies. Turbo,
that was a snail movie.
Turbo was cute.
That was a snail movie.
Yeah.
Says the dad. Yeah, you're gonna start loving all these movies.
Remember that game?
When that movie came out.
You guys remember
that
game Snail Mail that you could play at like school? It was one of the only games you could play at school.
Mm-mm.
That worked on the school computers. You guys are older than me. I forget.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Fuck you. Yeah, our library
had solitaire.
No. We could get RuneScape in the library. We can get
RuneScape.
Yeah.
You know how many people still play RuneScape?
A lot. Apparently,
70,000.
Every day. Really?
Are still playing RuneScape?
That's a lot.
Jesus.
There was this kick-ass game
Grow
we used
up,
to
people.
Play in high school.
That's more than
it was,
NHL 18.
You could play it against people, but it was in space. It was almost like Asteroids, but it you could play competitively. I wish I could remember what the fuck that game was called. I've never.
There's so many fun little games that you could only play at school.
Anyways,
you could play Bomberman. I remember
Mr. Peabody and Sherman. Have no idea what that is. How to Train Your Dragon 2. Never saw it. Penguins of Madagascar. Never saw it.
That was cute. Do yourself a favor. Those are the best characters from Madagascar, and they got their own movie.
All right. Well, they got their own show on Nickelodeon too. Apparently,
don't watch that.
Okay. Home. I don't know what that is.
Wait. Home.
Home.
Oh, that's with Sheldon from The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, well, I don't like him, so zero.
It's a very stupid movie.
Kung Fu Panda 3. Never seen it.
Pass.
Trolls. Never seen it.
Everybody loves that movie, but I don't.
Boss Baby. I'd watch it, but I've never seen it.
Never seen it.
I check it out. I like Alec Baldwin.
I can't believe all these were Dreamcast. Damn, I didn't know they were still making relevant shit movies.
Sega Dreamcast. Who knew?
Shut up.
Captain Underpants. Don't know. And then, okay, here's what's coming up, which is the downfall of DreamWorks.
What do you mean the downfall? Did you reread the last five fucking movies?
Well, look at the next five movies that are coming out. How to Train Your Dragon 3, Trolls 2, Croods 2, Boss Baby 2. Well, you fucked yourself.
Great. We're in a sequel year. Awesome.
Not to kill the mood, but Victor Hedman just went to the locker room with a knee injury. So.
Oh, guess we're not going to get to see that All-Star game.
With a knee injury.
Yeah.
Did he skate off the ice?
He couldn't put much pressure on it when they when he went back
He's
to the locker room.
He's done. Trade him.
Well, now I'm in a bad mood.
Great. Now we got to watch Croods 2 and Victor Hedman's dead.
Let's get to the show.
Fine.